Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Bratsky. Oh, well. So, hello, everybody. And what is your world like in these 10 seconds? That's a great question, right? Like, really, you've got to love living in 10-second increments. It's one thing I am aiming to do. Really, it takes about 10 seconds to ask a question. And from what we've talked about in the past, previously on this show, some of the things you may see on my Facebook and Instagram, it's about living in the question and having choice available whenever we choose. That's the beauty of that, because it takes about 10 seconds to ask a question. So what would it be like to live in 10-second increments? Now, that's not the title of the show or the question of the show, but it's a great question, right? In these 10 seconds. So how does it get any better than that, I wonder? So once again, on the show, we have another amazing show for you lined up with another interesting topic for us to explore. It's a very, you could say, earthbound, reality-focused, here and now, timely piece. And what is it? The holiday season. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And not just about the holiday season, but what would it be like to thrive during the holidays rather than just survive? So I wonder what we're going to discover with this, because it is a very different point of view to take on this topic, right? So do you find yourself exhausted during this time of year? Do you find yourself avoiding people, particularly crowded places where there's a lot of hustle and bustle? And do you find yourself avoiding family members and events, hoping you don't have to hear or deal with the usual trauma-drama-induced insane conversations that families tend to like to partake in? Can you relate? Well, I can say I can. So let's get right down to it. And that's, we're going to really do some clearing on this tonight. We're going to really look at this from a different point of view. And we are looking to clear everywhere you feel drained and fatigued and left empty of your energy. That's our aim. And if we start clearing on this now, by the time we get to the holidays ahead of us within the next month or so, you will be at more ease. So what would that be like? Now, before I bring on the live guest, which is, she's a return guest, she's a regular on the show, before we bring her on, let's do some clearing on this topic, on the holiday season and the stressors of all of that. So here we go. What are the holidays usually like for you? Are you stressed and overwhelmed? Do you dread their arrival every year? Do you try to make them perfect, or do you avoid them like the plague, or both? What does that look like for you? So everything this brings up, would you like to clear all that now? So like we do on the show, take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale, or pot and pock, if you know pot and pock. Wow, thank you. A little lighter. What if this year could be different? What if this year you could actually enjoy the holiday season with all of its good, bad, and bah humbug ugly? What if this year you could actually thrive during the holiday season? And anything and everything that won't allow for that, let's go ahead and clear it now. Take a deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale. A pot and pock. Now, what choices are available now that may have not been available ever before? What have you not been willing to choose when it comes to you and thriving during the holidays? And where have you let others determine what your holiday season is going to be like? So everywhere that you've bought the lies of others, particularly family members, as true when it comes to the holidays. Let's clear all that now. Deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale or pot and pock. Thank you. So everywhere you have cut yourself off from being authentically you and your conscious knowing, being, perceiving, and receiving when it comes to the holiday season, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale or pot and pock. So what different point of view are you willing to have now when it comes to this? What would it take to choose something greater? Everything that won't allow that, let's clear all that now. Take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale or pot and pock. Wow, so let's go ahead and aim to explore this topic further with my live return guest. So this guest, Liz Tupling, I'd like to formally introduce you to her, like I do every time. Now, Liz is a private practice integrative psychotherapist and conscious living facilitator with an office in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. In her work, she is dedicated to guiding individuals, families, and organizations toward more fulfilling relationships and life experiences. Working with a broad range of clients, Liz uses an integrative treatment style to assist people in moving toward emotional wholeness and connectedness. While helping people better understand the role of their individual histories, contributions, and choices, she offers a therapeutic approach that encompasses the mind, body, spirit in its totality. So I would like to now, without further ado, introduce to you Liz, and for all you return guests, it's just an acknowledgement of her before. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sarah, and thank you for opening up the dialogue for this really, really big topic in the holiday season. So grateful to you.
Oh, thank you, Liz. Well, I'm grateful that we get to join in the conversation on this because I sense there's a lot of directions this can go, and I'm wondering what that could look like and certainly where you would like to start with it.
Yeah, so your opening or your entree, you know, your questions about are you exhausted? Do you feel drained? Do you start to anticipate, you know, having the visitors and having to deal with family members? I think we all have encountered that during the holidays, and maybe a lot of your listeners are just kind of rebooting after dealing with all that stuff for Thanksgiving. But those are all great questions because I think we've all faced the kind of some of the angst about how to make the holiday perfect. So, you know, that idea that there is some type of achievable perfection at the holidays. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's open that one up because it's, you know, and what does that mean? I mean, is that storybook kind of Hallmark movie type of got to make it perfect? And, you know, I think everybody's dying trying. So,
yeah, well, and it brings up a great point, too, of when people are actually aiming for that, it's an invention that's been made in this reality, when the truth is, what's really true, most likely, are most people aren't getting along, and they're stressed by trying to get along, which actually end up in a fight to try to make it right when it's not. So a lot of times we go into these, I would say, holidays, or even, let's say, the family affairs, with an agenda that keeps us in the limitation of what it really looks like and what the truth is, really, instead of just showing up and finding ways to navigate it with ease, which is probably what we'll get to eventually here in the discussion.
Exactly. But to your point, Dr. Sarah, it's the road to ease. In what does that look like for most people? And most people are exhausted along the way, you know, searching for that hallmark moment and that the point in time where everyone's getting along and everybody's happy and everybody's in sync with one another. And, you know, as opposed to just being an allowance of just what it is.
Yes, the allowance piece is huge. And that also, I love that you acknowledge that, Liz, because the allowance then allows us to be not only our own being, but allows other people to be who they're being, which then really will allow for the ease to happen rather than trying to make it something that it's not.
Exactly. And I think where we buy some of the lies that you're pointing out, and kind of some of the mistruth or untruth, is that, you know, we can have a boatload of dysfunction in our families, but for some really whacked reason, we think that when the holidays come, the dysfunction disappears and we can all have this slap happy, you know, whatever, dysfunction free period of a week or so where everybody comes together and they behave and the dysfunction disappears and it evaporates and everybody's on their best behavior. You and I both know it doesn't go down that way. In fact, shit gets worse. So,
yeah, it does. It tends to hit the fan a lot of times too.
Well, it sure does, because it's a recipe for, when you think about it, when you stand back and look at the holidays realistically, everybody's running around trying to find the perfect gift. Everybody's traveling. They're dealing with airports, planes, trains, stress, money, blah, blah, blah. And but we're, with all that, we're still living in a little bit of a kind of a dream world that everybody's going to start to behave.
Yeah, and I love that you described it that way, because those of us, especially who are energy beings, tend to pick up on those energies all the time. And then it tends to be amplified during the holidays, in part because of everyone being in the space of stress. So those of us who are actually picking up on a lot of the stuff, it doesn't belong to us. That tool of return to center with consciousness really needs to be on repeat and on a loop in our beings, or in our heads, so to speak, to keep things clear so you can see things clearly. So what if we recognize there's a difference between an invention, an agenda, and the truth of seeing something clearly and getting clear? So that really is what will end up putting us in that direction of thrival rather than survival. And I think you described survival really well there.
Right, sure, and exactly. And so when we're in, I love the way you're phrasing this. I mean, when we're in thrival, we can just be in allowance of what's happening in that moment in time. And maybe even when it's getting a little screwed up, and maybe when everybody's getting a little out of hand, maybe there is some form of perfection in all of that, because the alternative is to twist ourselves. Right. So the alternative is to twist ourselves and put ourselves in freaking knots trying to make everything perfect. And so maybe the fact that families are sloppy and they're messy and they're not, you know, all tidy, maybe there's some perfection in that too.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what the next piece to this would be is, once you do allowance, first of all, it doesn't mean acceptance, but we can allow other people to be. But it's really important to get back to our own space of asking a question in order to get to a choice. So if we can get to our choice, we can choose something different. So even though we see, you know, Uncle Bob in the corner, like, spewing negativity, we could be in the allowance of that, but now what would I like to choose as a way to navigate this with ease? Or what would I like to be in this moment to see this clearly? Or what are my choices here I haven't considered? Those are maybe three questions you could ask. You can even come to your own question, but the key thing is get to the choice and then choose something that will work for you, and that's thrival.
And that's, I think that's the crux of thrival, in that you're pointing out, is choosing. I think for some reason, in order to survive the holidays, we feel like we have to go along with what we've done year after year after year to maintain tradition. Because, you know, tradition's fully, it's a fully loaded word. that has so much meaning, you know, because you think about it, when people have lost significant people or they've endured a lot of loss around the holidays year after year, that kind of comes up, those feelings come up. So people use tradition to stabilize and anchor them. And so stepping out of tradition is big, scary stuff. And so people kind of feel like they have to go along with what they've always done and they lose the sense of choice. So I love where you're heading with this because you're really encouraging and inspiring people to just choose, even if it means choosing something different than what they've always done.
Yes. So it's almost the non-traditional holiday of being. I'm actually renaming it.
Yes.
That's absolutely it. And that's where when you're being and you can create in the moment of whatever you choose now, it's no longer about what it's supposed to be or trying to get it to perfection like we've been talking about. It's more of like, what's going to work here for me in this moment? And how can I be the light to allow for other people to receive that or just be it no matter what? If, you know, Uncle Bob gets it or not, it's not important. I'm going to be it no matter what. And that way I know I will enjoy the holidays according to what I would like, even if no one else does. That's one point of view and one space of being.
And that's much lighter than trying to push, you know, a square in a square peg in a circle over the holidays. And I mean, well, yeah, it's tiring, it's exhausting, and you're probably not going to be able to pull it off. So, you know, to find the path of ease sometimes is, you know, I think that people, when they come together and they've had fundamental differences at the holidays, they want to walk away feeling like, okay, somebody finally understood me and now they know I'm all right and they're wrong. And, you know, we get into the rightness of my opinion, the wrongness of your opinion, the everybody's got to hear each other. And if you don't hear me and you don't understand where I'm coming from, that this is all wrong. This thing that we're doing here, you know, is all wrong. And that's just the buildup for a little bit of a disaster by the time, say, you know, Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day is actually here.
Yeah, and that's almost the way you describe all that, Liz, is really history speaking for itself in all the discord that people have experienced, even nations experience that. That's where any place we take one side or another on something, we end up either having to fight for peace or fight to be right, which keeps us in a fight. So that is survival. You have to, the survival of the fittest, really, like to fight in order to be right, which keeps us in the wrongness a lot of times. So that would be quintessential survival. Now, if we do thrival, it will be more like, oh, being in the question, being in the choice, being in the being and possibilities, and being the contribution. And we're meant to be part of the contribution. And that's huge, the giving and receiving, the gratitude. We're really meant to be part of that. And that's a cool thing to give yourself, a gift to you for the holidays.
Well, it is. And in that gift is ease. There's calm. And then what if we could look at each other when we do disagree, when we do have fundamentally differing opinions or we have different recollections of the past, because everybody loves to reminisce around the holidays, the way that, you know, things used to be and what people did and said, and let's go down memory lane. And then people start to fight about how they have differing opinions. But what if people could just go into the interest? That's an interesting point of view. What if they could go into that and just kind of go, hey, you know what? I heard what you said. Might not be my version of what went down, but it's an interesting point of view. Bingo. Done.
Yes. Yes. And that is a perfect example of being the true allowance. And even if someone pokes around, because you may notice, especially if you're playing with some of these tools that you and I have talked about, Liz, on the show, is that a lot of times people close to you may not recognize you, especially energetically, and they may poke around to find you again. Like if they knew you had a point of view, let's say on politics, they may go, well, didn't you say this blah, blah, blah before? Or, you know, they're looking for you to have an argument with as a way to keep up tradition maybe, or familiarity of who you were in order to keep things moving in their world because they may not know what to do with the lightness that you're choosing. So that kind of brings up another point of people may poke around to find you.
Oh, sure. And there's, you know, hey, 'tis the season to poke the bear, right? So how much fun is that to really see how you can rock somebody's world? Yeah.
We could do poke the reindeer just for seasonal purposes.
Just to bring that extra kind of layer of cheer. But you're right, and that's what people do. And it's all this displaced, misplaced stuff that, you know, people do this verbal spray, you know, and they just share it and spray it at each other. And what if they could just, like you said, just kind of detach from the need to be the right, the wrong, whatever the position is, and to just end it right there, you know, and really provide that gift to themselves that you're referring to of just the peace and the calm and just enjoying what the season has to offer without having to be, you know, in the proverbial pissing contest.
Yeah. And what it does too, when you do that by choice, that's the game changer. Because if you're choosing to do it rather than, oh, I have to do it because I really shouldn't say anything because and from a more of a victim mentality, if you do it by choice, then you're out manipulating that person who's coming in with all the dissonance and all the discord. And if you choose that, even if you have to bite your tongue and not engage in it, I am aware that by not going into that space, there's nowhere for that person to go because you're not giving them any information. It could be just simply like, wow, thank you for sharing, or be a really good listener, and then just be like, oh, by the way, how about, you know, Santa Claus and his reindeer? I don't know. I'm just making this up.
Sure.
Or how about, you know, those Bears, meaning the football team? You just change the subject and you start carrying on, and they won't even know what happened to them because they'll be too distracted by making it all about them. And you put a question back to them, you'll change the conversation. So these are really good, you know, tools for you, the listeners, to use. Like, be in the question, put a question back to someone else, or acknowledge them like, wow, thank you so much for sharing. And then be like, how are your kids doing? I really miss seeing them. That way you can manipulate and move through, and they don't go after you because there's really nothing to go after. Those are just a couple examples.
Yeah, and it takes the charge. Like, there, you know, it removes the possibility of some big emotional charge that, as you pointed out, Dr. Sarah, creates the distraction, you know. And so it really mutes it right there. And that's kind of what we're looking for if we want to achieve some type of peace and calm and at least to experience joy over the holidays.
Yeah, and move like through the day with ease and leave by the end of the night maybe tired but not exhausted energetically. So when you're able, like I'm aware a lot of times I might not say one word about myself during a whole gathering because I'm just willing to be in a space with others and be in the question of it. It's so much easier that way. And also just to use the tools during the day when you do notice something heavy come in, take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale, or do the pon pot or return to sender, or step outside for a minute and get some fresh air. You know, these are all ways to navigate according to you with ease. And most of the people are probably, you know, interested in talking about themselves anyways. So let them. It's so much easier.
So what's really cool about what you just did is you pointed out to your listeners that they have a choice at the holidays, you know, and period, at any time in their lives, but particularly you choose something different. You can choose to actually take care of yourself and do the things that you just mentioned. Step outside, listen to your own inner awareness of what's happening and what you might require. And so it's so beautiful, the gift that you've given your listeners to just give themselves permission to choose what's light for them in what can be a really heavy time of the year for people.
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that, Liz. I really appreciate it. And really what I hear you saying too, that it kind of brings up and really kind of puts into a description of contribution. So when we're contributing to ourselves, that's really the aim to which then showing up to others will have lightness and creates more lightness in the world, in the space that you're in with your family members. So it's a win-win really for everyone, but we're taught in this reality to do the outside in rather than be and show up and be the light. So to thrive is to be the light. To survive is to try to do what's right according to this reality, which or others, that keeps us in that limitation. So what if we clear that now? Because that's bringing up a lot of energy. So everywhere,
yes, beautiful.
That is for the holidays, everywhere everyone is doing it in their lives as we speak. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in, and destroy and uncreate all that, and release it all on the exhale. Wow. Well, Liz, our time has flown by per the usual. And I'm almost wondering, you know what, and maybe we can talk about this, but I would love to have you maybe on another show this month to continue actually this conversation on holidays. Would that be something you'd be open to?
I'd love to revisit this and check back in again in terms of just, you know, how are people doing with this awesome concept that you have generated and created of, you know, thrival versus survival. So thank you. I'd be very grateful.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll figure that out for sure then. And we'll go from there. But thank you so much for your contribution tonight. And I really do look forward to us continuing the conversation.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah.
We'll talk to you soon, Liz. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone, so real quick, the question of the week for this week is, what if you were to thrive rather than just survive the holiday season? So what if you were to thrive rather than just survive the holiday season? So be with that question as we do with the question of the week. I would love to hear from you about it. Feel free to post it on the question of the week a quote that I will be posting after the show or anywhere on my Facebook or Instagram. Would love to hear what that's like for you. So next week's episode will be related to the law of attraction and a new spin on it with a return guest, Andrew Kaplan. So he and I will explore this topic from a real different point of view. And what would you like to create in your life from a space of the law of attraction, maybe in a way you've never done it before? So I look forward to you joining us for the show airing next Monday, December the 9th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Liz Kupling. Thank you for joining us again today, Liz, as well as thank you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. I'm so grateful. So I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host and so look forward to continuing to be part of this journey with you. And just remember, you know, the theme tonight of the holiday season. Be you. Choose what's right for you. And don't worry about how other people perceive it. Just be in the allowance of it. And what can you choose to be that will change any situation there with total ease? Let's just clear that. Anything will allow that. Release it all now. Wow. How awesome is that? So, now, go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my friends. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. All right. Bye for now.